I know. Okay, today is Daf Mem Aleph. We're on Daf Mem Amid Beis. We're by Ikad Diumri, about 8 lines from the bottom. And we'll learn today for Refuah Shleima for Yaakov Bas Golda. Who? That's Yaakov Bas Golda.
Oh, that's
his surgery? Yeah. He's having surgery this morning and Refuah Shleima should go well. Okay, Ikad Diumri. We just said there's a machlokas, what exactly it means, what exactly novlos mean. Machlokas, what it means. It could be, so one said it means like a sun, some kind of sun-dried dates, which are ruined. And others say it means dates where the wind blew them off the tree. So, bishlam lamandam boshle, kamra, it makes sense if you tell me that it's sun-dried, therefore they're ruined. Haino dimmer v'chin ale shakol. That's why you make a shahakal, because they're not really good fruit. El lamandam tamri dezika, but if you hold a tamri dezika, the just wind blew them off. Shahakal? Bar priyetim boy lebruchay, shnei gahayt. Ella, rather, novlos stama, if it's regular novlos, like our Mishnah says novlos, kuli amalo pligi dibishule kamarninu. Everybody holds, that means they're sun-dried. Therefore you make a shahakal, like our Mishnah said, because they're not really good fruit. Keep ligi, the whole machlokas is the novlos tomorrow, with something else called novlos tomorrow. That's the machlokas. What does that mean? What is that? So we know, we all know there's such a thing called demai. We have to give truma, even though from an amaret, that you bought it from an amaret, you got, even though the, maybe he gave truma, maybe he didn't. We don't know. You have to give again because we're not sure. Chances are most did, but for those that didn't. But when it comes to very cheap items, like the items we're going to mention now, very cheap items, even the amaret gave. Because to be a big sport when it's cheap, everyone does that. So why not? They give, Rashi says that. They give, they don't mind giving. Now, one of the items on the list is going to be this novlos. Tomorrow we're going to have machlokas what that means. Ditnan, hakalin shebe demai. The following items were mekel when it comes to demai, which means you don't have to give demai, you don't have to give truma again, meiser again. What are these? Hashisin, harimin, hauzradin, kandi, hauzradin, tulshi. Let's get to the line, sorry. Benoshuach, benoshikma, gufanin, natsva, novlos, tomorrow. Shisin, what is shisin? Amar Rabbi Bar Barachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Te'enim, figs, Rimon, what a Rimon? Rimon, what a Rimon? Kandi. How does the article translate Kandi? Kandi? So the Steinsaltz translated as Lot, L-O-T-E. I have no idea what that is.
It's candy.
Candy, right. Ho'uzradin is Tulshi, crab apples. Benoshuach, Amar Rabbi Bar Barachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Te'enim, Chivrisa, white dates. Benoshikma, what is, huh? I'm sorry, white figs. Benoshikma, Amrav Yochanan, Duvli, it's the fruit from a sycamore tree. Gufnin, Shili Gufni. Gufnin means the last grape, so the grape nobody wanted, the last one. That's that. Natsva is Parcha, caper bush, and Novlos tomorrow. What's Novlos tomorrow? The last item on the list, very cheap thing. That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Loi, Rav Zera, Chadamar, Bosh, Lekamra. The Chadamar, Tamar, Dezika. One says it's sun dried, and one says it means that wind blew them off. So wait a minute, if the wind blew them off, Bishlom alandamar bushlu kamra haino diktoni hakal and shabbatamai. That's why they're makel. Why? Because of sveikahu. We're not sure. Did he give off trum the mice or did he not? And chances are he did. It's so cheap. Even Amaret will do it. But that's why the potter. Havadayin. What if you know for sure he didn't? You know for sure he didn't. He told you he didn't. Then chayiv. You have to give a miser. Ella lamandamar tamar dezika. But if it's just wind blown, vadoyin, chayev. What if it was a, and if you know for sure you didn't, you have to give off truma? And then you don't have to give off meiser. Why? Hefker v'ninu. It's hefker. It fell off the tree. It's on the floor. The owner has yeish. It's not going to have that. It doesn't belong to anybody. So the Gemara answers, hachavayeskinan, shasan goren. You know, you made them back into a pile. You gathered up all this and you made it back into a pile. And if you make it back into a pile, that's ownership. These items, which normally you do not have to give meiser on, however, a son goren, you made him into a big pile, like he's a big owner, hook vula meiser, you have to give meiser. Okay? Ikad Yomri, another version. Fish lomal mandamar tamri dezika, if you hold that it means tamri dezika, hainu dahacha karle novlo stama, vahasam karle tamra. Here, they're called Here they're called Novlo Stam. In our Mishnah, they're called Novlo Stam. And in this other price over here, with the Dmai, they're called something else. Why are they called something else? Because they really have different properties. But if you hold that it's no good, it means things that are no good, then why are you changing the name? Nisni edvid novlos, eat tomorrow, oh edvid novlos tama. Keep it the same word. They're both no good in both cases. And kasha, that's a good kasha. Okay? Okay, this next Gemara now is so complicated. I realized we're not going to have a time. We're not going to do any halacha lemaisa on this next topic. It is so complicated. Sheet is flying all over the place, and we're running out of time. It's about what do you do when you have different fruits in front of you. So the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah was very cryptic. The Mishnah said, if you have a lot of different things in front of you, so Rabbi Yehuda said, well, if one of them from the Zayin Minim, that goes first. And the Chacham said, whatever you want. Okay? Now, what do you mean by that? What if you have two items from the seven Minim? Then what do you do? What if you have... Right? Just if one of them is from the Zion Minim, it comes first.
Is that the same bracha?
Is it the same bracha? Is it a different bracha? In other words, they have a pomegranate. So it's a pomegranate and an apple and an orange, or a pomegranate and a piece of cheesecake? Which one? Right? So he didn't say. He didn't say. Well, it's very unclear. So Amar Ula. So Ula comes along. Machlokes b'shesh b'chas in shavos. The machlokes is when the brachas in ha'eitz. You have, what do you have over here? You have a pomegranate and an orange. Then Rabbi Yehuda said, the pomegranate goes first. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif. And Rabbanan savri min chaviv adif. Rabbanan say, whichever one you like better. Aval b'she'ein b'rchosein shavos, but if it's not the same bracha, right? It's a pomegranate, and let's say it's a bag of potato chips, right? Divrei hakol mevarech al zeh v'chozeh or mevarech al zeh. Okay.
What's that?
What? Either one. Right. So says Ula, only if it's the same bracha. Only if you have two ha'etzes in front of you. And one of them is the Zayin Minim. Now, it's true that two of the Zayin Minim are Chita and Tzeora. We're going to get to that in a minute. Let's assume it's a fruit. Okay, let's assume it's a fruit. So you have a fruit, a pomegranate, and an orange. Then that's the machloket. That's Ula. But if there's a pomegranate and a bag of potato chips, that's not the same bracha anyway.
We have a higher
bracha. Who said that?
Tomorrow.
No, we didn't. We only had about chaviv.
If you have an eighth before shahako,
right?
Or an eighth before an adam.
Yeah.
A bar mizonos before an eighth, and a hamotzi before mizonos.
We had that one gemara with bar kapara students. That's the only gemara we had. Right. So the truth is that, as Yossi just pointed out, it says Mevarech al zeh v'chaz Mevarech al zeh. So which one is it? So it's a machlokes, right? Tosfos says over here, and the Rashba, and even Rashi, that if the different brachas, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, whichever one you like better, which means the potato, like potatoes is better, that'll beat the pomegranate. That's all them. The Rav Yah says. That's not what Rashi said. The Rashi says there's no din kadima at all, and you make a bracha whichever one you want. Right? Okay? And the last one is the Mordechai, and it quotes in the, thank you, quotes in the name of the Rambam, that just opposite. That the Chavim would agree that the seven minim come first. Sorry, one more shita. And the Bahag says that, it's a very hard shita. This is not about kedim at all, but just to let you know that you have to make two brachos. Okay. Meisvei. Wait a minute. We have a tosefta, I believe. It's a brisa, I'm sorry, a brisa. Ha'ilafanav, snon, vizayit. If you have a radish an onion. What's that? What's the name? An onion?
Radish.
A radish. I'm sorry. Radish, v'zayis, and an olive. What do you do? Mavarech al tzanon who poter es hazayis. How on earth is that possible? Exactly. So hachal by eskidon, that must be the case. Shat tzanon ikker. No, the tzanon is ikker. The zayis is just a seasoning. So if that's a seasoning, you don't make a bracha at all. Ihachi eim a seifa. So wait a minute. If that's the case, look at the seifa of that issue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mavarech al hazayis, shazayis min shiva. You make a bracha on the zayis because zayis is one of the seven minim. Less later, Rabbi Huda had it nine kol shu ikar v'imot tefila v'varach halak apasat tefila. Rabbi Huda doesn't hold from the ikar tafel rule. Now v'chi teima hachanami de less later, he doesn't hold from it. That's impossible. He does hold from it. But Tanya Rabbi Huda Omer im machmas tznon ba'azayis if because of the radish. That's why you have these olives there. The mevarach halat tznon upachsa upotares azayis. So he does hold from ikar and tafel. So how on earth could he say? It can't be pshat. It can't be talking about ikar and tafel. So why on earth does the first brisa say that if you have a radish and an olive, you make a bracha on the radish, it passes the olive? How could that be possible? So Gemara says, la'olam, it's known ikar askin. Really, that is the case. That's known as the ikar. And if we only make a bracha on the ikar, you don't make a bracha on the tafel. V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan. They're arguing about something totally different. V'milsa achriti pligi v'chasuri mechzera. V'hachi katani. If you have a radish on an olive, when is that true? Shat's known ikker. When it's known as ikker. Aval ain't known ikker, but if it's known as not ikker, then everybody would agree you can do whatever you want. Vishnei meanin ba'alma, two meanin in the world, Shem v'rachose and Shavos, that the brachas are the same. You make whichever bracha you want. You have a lollipop and a bag of, some other candy. Whichever one you want to make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarech al Zayis. You make a bracha on the Zayis first. Shazayis mimin shiva. Because Zayis is one of the seven minim. Okay? More in this. Pligi bar v'ami v'rabitach nafcha. Chadamar machlokas shebrichosei and shavos. Okay, so Ula said on top, that the only machlokas was where the brachas are the same. Right? When you have two ha'etzes in front of you, then you make a shiva first. But if it's not two the same, it doesn't matter what you do. Right? We had a full way machlok, is what that meant. Now, another issue. Another opinion. So, chadar machlok is brachas and shavos. One holds like ula. The only machlok is where the brachas are the same. To root the suffer in shiva adif, rabban and suffer in chavav adif. Avol b'she'en brachas and shavos. But if the brachas are not the same, that's exactly what Ula said. The Chadamer, another one said, af she'ein brichosei in shavos nami machlokas. Even when the brachas are not the same, there's a machlokas. You hear that? Even when they're not the same. Now, bishlolando am brichosei in shavos machlokas shapir. If you tell me they're only arguing on her eights, that makes sense. Elamando am b'she'ein brichosei in shavos pligi. But if you tell me they're not. Not the same bracha. You have a pomegranate and a bag of potato chips. They're arguing about that? My plea. What are they arguing about? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah lahaktim. Amar Rabbi Yosef, call amuktam apostle. So we're not talking about potato chips. We're talking about something else. What? Yeah. Call amuktam apostle zeh muktam lebracha. Whichever, now the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, Eretz, a land, chita, usaora, wheat and barley, gethen, grapes, te'ena, figs, rimon, pomegranate, Eretz, a land, zayis, olives, shemen, udavash. Shemen is olives, and udavash is dates. Okay? Whichever's first in this pasuk is gets a bracha, gets kedima. Shenemar, eretz, chita, so on and so on and so on. Okay. Eretz chita ora gefet ein ruin eretz zayis shemun udvash. Upligi de Rav Chanan, and Rav Chanan argues on this. The Amr of Chanan, kol ha pasuk hu l'shiurin nemar. Everything in this pasuk was said regarding different shiurim in the world. Chita, titnan. Hanit, nothing to do with issues of brachas. This is a whole separate pasuk. Why? What does it mean? Hanichnas lebeis hamenuka. If somebody walks into a house with tzaras, so v'keilav al ktefav, if he's carrying his shirt on his shoulder, he's wearing his jacket on his shoulder, not on his shoulder, over his arm. In other words, he's not wearing his jacket. V'sandalav v'tavos abiyado, he's carrying his shoes and his ring in his hand, not wearing them. Hu v'hein tamei miyad, he becomes tamei instantaneously. If you're wearing your shoes, you're wearing your clothing, petavosav on your rings, petavosav on your fingers, hu tamei miyad, you become tamei immediately. However, vehein tahorin, your clothing are still tar ad sheyisha, until you remain inside bechidei achilas pras, the time it takes to eat a loaf of bread. What kind of bread? Paschitim, below pasahorin, wheat bread, not barley bread. That's why it says in the Torah the word chita. Okay? Yeah. Because it's easier to eat. Now, how long is this time of Kedei Achilas Pras? Says the Chassam Sofer, it's half a pras. A pras means a piece. So it's a half a bread. So the Chassam Sofer says, well, it takes a mil. The time it takes to walk a mil to eat one loaf. So therefore, a Kedei Achilas Pras is 9 minutes. That's where the famous 9 minutes, you have 9 minutes to eat your matzah. Where did 9 minutes come from? A case of the Chassam Sofer. The Chazanish says something astounding. He says, I don't know what the time is. He says, there is nowhere in Shas where the time is given to us. Such an amazing thing. It doesn't say anywhere in Shas how long it is. No one says it. It says it's definitely not longer than 9 minutes. So people try to be machmir. People try to say... Do it as fast as you can. 9 minutes is the longest period, the most megal shita. If you do that, you come to Shemayim, you say, I rely on the Chassam Sofer, they're going to say, come right in. No question about it. The Chassam Sofer is a great man. People say, well, not everyone agreed with him. Some people said 4 minutes, some people said five, all different, whatever number you want, you have someone who said that. So it's such a fascinating thing that the Chazanish said, there's not one member in Shas that tells you what it is. Such a cryptic thing. You know? Very interesting. Anyway, it's not only about eating matzah, but it's coming up, someone has to eat on Yom Kippur. So what they try to do is, they try to eat in 9 minute intervals. So if you eat in 9 minute intervals, you're not really quote unquote eating in terms of what the Torah thinks is eating. Because it's longer than 9 minutes. Then we hold 9 minutes as, you know, you can't be machber. Mekel, they hold it for 4 minutes. Right? It's the opposite of Pesach. Pesach night, the faster the better, here the slower the better. Right? That's the first one. Mesa v'ochel v'liflin. You sit down, you relax, you eat your bread. So, or what about barley? The tnan. Etzem kitzor v'tayim v'maga u'matha. A bone, the size of a barley seed, is metame, a bone, a dead body bone. Is metame if you carry it or touch it? Ve'en metame v'ohel. It's not metame in an ohel, if you're in the same room with it. It has to be more bigger. Gefen. What about a gefen? Kedei revius yayin l'nazir. That we know, a revius of wine for another, not just another, any ale drinking is a revius. Te'ena, what's a te'ena? Kegrogros, the size of a fig, lotas Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos. Most items that carry, most normal items, the size for carrying on Shabbos is the size of a grogros. Rimon, what about a pomegranate? Ditnan. Kol kli balabayas, every keli of a balabayas, not a keli that's being sold. A keli that's being sold is the tumah goes away if it has any hole in it, because nobody sells broken things. But in your house, if a huge huge thing, it got a little hole in it, so you keep pomegranates in there. So the tumah doesn't go away until the hole's so big that you can't even store pomegranates in it. What about watermelons? We always ask that question. We don't have an answer. Nobody puts more than one watermelon in anything anyway. You know? But you can find a fruit bigger than a pomegranate. Maybe that they didn't have them. Sheor in kirimonim. The shear is the size of a rimon. Once the kli has a hole bigger than a rimon, the tumah goes away. Why? It's considered broken. Till then, it's not broken. Still use it. Eretz zayis shemen, am Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Eretz, shekol shi'ureha kezeithim. Every shear is a kezayis. What does this mean? Kol shi'ureha sakatayitach? Every shear? Vo'ikah hanach da'amaren. What about, we just had a bunch of shear that were not a kezayis. Ella, rather, eretz shirov shi'ureha kezeithim. We know, rov shi'ureha kezayis. Every shear for eating. Every shear for eating is a kezayis except for two. Anyone know the two? One is Yom Kippur. The eating on Yom Kippur to be chayiv is not a kezayis. It's bigger. And the second one is how much... How much is the kezayis?
Not much.
What? That's because we hold chatzi shir. You don't get a punishment unless it's a kezayis. The second one is tumah of food. Tumas ochel is not a kezayis. What shear is it? It's it's a beitza. That's a bone. It's a barley. Food. Potatoes. Right. The shear is not a kezayis. Dvash kikosevet hagasa biyom kippurim. Right. Dvash is date. It's the size of a date. It's the amount you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. V'idach hani shiuran miksiva. What about the other guy? The other Amora who held, this is the pasuk to teach me the order of brachas. How does he know shiurim? Ela midrabanan, all shiurim are midrabanan, v'kras machta ba'alma, and the pasuk is asana smachta. Now, in Erevin, this exact same Gemara appears, and over there we say, we don't say derabanan, shiurim are derabanan? We don't say that. What we do say is, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and it's just asana smachta. Second over here, it's derabanan. So, according to the Rambam, it's out of Kasha. Because the Rambam says that Halacha L'moshe M'sinai is the Rabbanans. Asmach is all the same thing. The Ritva has very strong language. The Ritva says that the Deyazu is Das Minus. It's the Apikarsis that say that an Asmach is only a Simin and it's not a real Din. I told them the Rabbanan made it up. Chas v'shalom. The simple answer, Pnei Yeshua gives a good answer. He says some of these items on the list are the Rabbanan. For example, the thing with the pomegranate, how big the whole house, that's a derabanan din. And some of them are daraisa. Like, for example, the one about the bayis hamanuga. That's a daraisa din. So that's why we say both, because they're both true. Not all of them are daraisa, not all of them. Some aren't. Okay. Rav Chisda Bar Mamnuna, have a yashu mitzu daisa. Rav Chisda Bar Mamnuna was sitting at a suda. I still come a tamri. Virimoni. They brought dates and rimonim. By the way, they're both Zion Minim. Shakal Rav Hamnuna Baruch Atami Beresha. Rav Hamnuna brought a bracha on the date first. Amale Rav Chisda, Lo Svirulei Ma'al Adam Rav Yosef, Vitei Rav Yitzchak, Kala Mutam Apostle, Zeh Kodal Lebracha. Don't you hold that whichever one's first comes first? What are you doing? This is the last one on the list. It's the last word of the Pasuk. Right? I don't have the pasuk here anymore. Right? So Amalei, so he answers him back. No, you don't read the pasuk wrong. Zeh, the what do you call it? The date. Zeh sheni la'aretz. It's the second word after the second aretz. Zeh chamishi la'aretz. Rimon is the fifth word after the first aretz. Again, the pasuk said eretz. Chita, 1. Tzaora, 2. Geffen, Te'ena, Rimon is number 5. Then it says Eretz again. Then it says Zayas, Shemen. Zay Shemen is one thing. Olives, Udvash. So 2 beats 5. Okay, you hear that?
No.
It's 2. There are 2. It says Eretz, 5 fruit. Eretz, 2 fruit. Fruit number 2 beats fruit number 5.
But that's still date.
Exactly. That's what he ate first. He ate the date before the pomegranate.
He ate the rimon first.
No, he didn't. He ate the date first. No.
He ate the date
first.
Right? Mm-hmm. You hear this? Mm-hmm. What?
No, it's a strange...
we're going to get to that in a minute. Amalei.
What did you learn from the fact that it says Eretz twice?
We're going to get to that. Amalei. I'm sorry. Zeh Shein Lord, Zeh Chamish Lord. Amalei, man yavlam nagrid the powers of it. Had you have iron legs, we'll serve you too. Right? That's an amazing part. So, now, so what's the order? What about chita and seora as opposed to the last two? Chita and seora are number 1 and number 2, and then Zayas and Tamar are also 1 and 2. Which ones win? You hear that question?
According to
this way of thinking, which one wins? Believe it or not, it's a machlokas in the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds that the only time chita and tzeor win is if you made it into bread or cake. So the order according to them is, number one, it's chita or tzeor, as long as it's cake. Then it's zayis, tamar, anav, te'ena, and rimon.
What do you mean the only time? That's the only time you actually make the broth.
Right. So we're not, what if you're eating raw?
That's shahakol.
So but still first on the list. The Ramad argues on that.
Well, kernels?
Kernels, right. What? Right. What if you have that and a pomegranate? Or that? So the Ramad says the order is as follows. Number one is chita. Number what is that? Number one is chita. Number two is zayis. Number three is seora. Number four is tamar. And then five, six, and seven.
1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's the Rama. For us, for the Ashkenazim in the room, and the Sephardim in the room, it depends if they're making cake or not. That's the first point.
If you want all of them, you don't want all of them.
What are they doing in your plate?
No.
So we're assuming you can eat them all. We're assuming you eat them all. Now, Josh's question is a good question. Why does it say, all right, it's twice? Why do this? Right? Why say it like this? Make it more confusing. So there are four answers to this question. There are four answers. The Rav Yoh says that to let you know that 1, 2, and 1, and 2 are the four most important. Therefore, the order is 1, 1 or 1, 2, 2 or 2, either 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Why not just say then the order?
Because if we're saying that the order matters, there's no other way to do that. If I write them in order, then the order matters. So if I write chita and zayis, which one comes first? I have to stick an eretz in there to let me know that they have the same level.
Just put them as 3 and 4.
No, but then how would I know it's 1 and 1?
1 and 1 are equal.
1 and 1 are equal. 2 and 2 are equal. There's no other way to do that except by putting the eretz in there again. That's the Rav Yoh's pshat.
Chita and zayis, what do you think first?
What?
Chita and zayis.
It's either one. Either one you want. The Tosfos Yehuda Chassid says that the reason why chita and tzeor are together is because they are different. They are grains. And the other five, that only explains why chita and tzeor are together.
Yeah, chita and tzeor, it's not chita and tzeor are together. It's chita and tzeor and the other ones
are together. Yeah. Yeah, and then the last pshat, the bottom ira. That the reason why they're broken up is to give you like this. Number one is chita, that's for sure. Number two is either seora or zayas. Number three is tamar. Then number four is the rest of the three on the list. 4, 5, 6, and 7. Sorry, 4, 5, 6, and 7, which really 4, 5, and 6 because one is really two of them. Okay. Okay, new topic. New topic, more of the same topic. Itmar, heviu lifnehem te'enim va'anavim b'soch suda. If somebody gives you, you have a te'enim, what's a te'ena? A fig, and anavim b'soch suda. Where are these on the list? These are at the end of the pasuk. So Amar Avuna, tu'unim bracha lifnehem, ve'ein tu'unim bracha la'acharehem. This is during a meal. Okay, this is during a meal. This is also a huge halachic topic. It's fruit during a meal. You washed, you sat down, now they brought you to Einim and Anavim. You make a bracha Rishona, you do not make a bracha Achrona. Why not? Because benching will pass on. The Chayin Amar of Nachman, Tu'unim bracha lefneihem, then Tu'unim bracha lachreihem. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, Tu'unim bracha bein lefneihem, bein lachreihem. She'ein l'chadavah to'un bracha lefana, vein to'un bracha l'achrav, el ha'pasa babakis nibelvad. The only thing that requires a bracha Rishona and not a bracha Achrona, I'm sorry. Yeah. Pasa Babakistin requires a bracha Rishona, not a bracha Achrona. Right? This is during a meal. So there are three opinions on Pasa Babakistin is, right? One very quickly. One is it's some kind of cookie. That's what Rashi says. Two is it's some kind of cracker. And the third one is it's dough made with juice and other ingredients and shkedim. And the Rambam has a whole list over here. It's dvash or shemen. That's what pizza is. That's the third category of pasuk b'kistin. It's a very big machlokas what it is. Way off, it'll take us way off topic. Upligi de Rav Chiya. Now, there's the one we must do the big Rashi or pasuk b'kistin. He Rashi says la'achar achila u birchas hamazon. after you wash and after you bench, ha'yiragir lahavi kisnin. They used to bring kisnin, v'hein kloyos, and their kernels, v'fisha yafin lalev, k'damina ba'alma, hani kisni da'alma al-liba, they're good for the heart, u'bevi'in iman pas, sheni lusha im tavlin, they made it with, it was dough with spices, k'ein uvliya shalanu, v'yesha otos, you can see porim, they look like birds, v'ilanos, they look like trees. He's talking about cookies, right? V'ochle mehem davar mu'at, you eat a very little bit of it. When we talk shenosn about tavlin harbe, and because there are a lot of spices, there goes in mushkedim umachalam muat lo tuun and bracha mein gimel. You don't have to make a bracha krona on it. You didn't really eat anything. Midi dahavi apas oris v'dochen. So you do have to make a bracha pasha. Just like rice. Remember rice? In the beginning you made a mizonos, and at the end you didn't make anything. We said it makes a bracha pasha. Midi dahavi apas oris v'dochen. The minor pirkin betchila bar mizonos ulbasof loklum. Says Tosfos. Well. Then why is pasta baba kitzen special? Then rice is the same thing. Why is Rashi, the Gemara says, only pasta baba kitzen? It's not true. What about rice? Rashi just said rice is the same thing. Says Tosfos, no. It's during the meal. It's during the meal. Not after the meal. By the way, you should just know. I saw in the Dershu Mishnah Brewer, they bring down from Rav Yashiv. Let's say you're sitting by the meal. You're sitting on a Friday night. This is a long Friday night. Let's bench and then we'll eat something else. He said, it's a bracha levatala to do that. You're in the middle of Yisuda, why are you going to bench and have more food? You're going to make more brachos. So he says, it's a bracha levatala. It's a bracha she'en etzrichim to do that. You're in the middle of Yisuda, why are you benching just to eat more?
You need more brachos.
What?
You need more brachos.
So you have to balance how bracha she'en etzrichim jives with needing more brachos. It's bracha she'en etzrichim. I'm going to bench just to eat, just to make another bracha on water?
Somebody has to leave.
What? I'm not talking about that. Maybe someone has to leave, a different story. No one's leaving. What are you doing? Benching just to make... if you think about it, he's not wrong. That's what Rashi said. After brachas a must, they bring out more food. Maybe it might have been a different society. Right? After benching, they bring out more food. Right? Just to make them another bracha. So Tos says, no. If it's after benching, then the Gemara could have said rice. The Gemara says pasta baba kistin for a reason. You know why? Because it's during the meal. It's during the meal. And what's the story? Now everything else Rashi says is the same. You don't really eat so much. It's not really a lot. Therefore, we can make a benching. Benching will include the bracha achrona. Because it's not part of the suda. We're going to see in a minute why not. So there's a big issue about that. A big issue about that. It's not a small topic. We're going to get to it later. We'll get to it later. Upligi the amr b'chia pas poteres kol mine Michael. Bread potters all food, the yayin poter kol mine mashkin, and wine is potters all drink. Not all, we'll see in a minute. Amar Papa, Hilchasa. Dvar Abba Machmas HaSuda, Pesach HaSuda. If it's Machmas HaSuda during the Suda, Ein Te'unim Bracha, Lo Lefneim V'lo Lachreihem. You don't need a bracha at all. Not before, not after. Says Rashi, four words that no one agrees with. He says, L'lafos Behenes HaPas. You're doing this to accompany the bread. So anything that's brought in to accompany the bread, you don't need a bracha. What if it's not brought in to accompany the bread? Then l'chori, you need a bracha. No one agrees with that. No one holds like that. Because
that...
that
he is arguing that on
who? Or
we
Papa?
We just said that if you bring the figs in the middle of the meal, you have to make a separate bracha.
Right.
So he is arguing that. Was he saying that bread potters all food?
Correct, but then Rav Papa says not the halacha. The halacha is that if it's machmas hasuda. So what's considered machmas hasuda? So Rashi says only things for bread. No one holds like that. Wouldn't hold like that, right? Potatoes are not. They don't come for the bread, and yet you don't make a bracha on them during your meal. So what's going on? So they don't hold. No one holds like Rashi. The question is, what about fruit? That's a big shaila, because fruit was not generally brought in during the meal. That was considered such a specialty, such an unusual thing. So some hold, Tosfos holds, and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch holds this way, that something that are normally eaten during a Suda, like fish and meat and tafshil, other cooked items, that's what doesn't require bracha rishona. What the Rashbaz has is a hybrid sheet to take a piece of bread with everything that's eaten, and then you can even add a fruit. Take a piece of bread with the first spoonful of the kompot, then you're safe as well. Okay. Again, we really don't have time to go through this. If people are interested in this topic, they should look at, because then what do we do with Manazeh, with these items that are brought in, some strange thing. Again, this is one of the things that comes to Rosh Hashanah night. Rosh Hashanah night, we make a bracha on the apple. We make a wash.
That might be different because it's a specific, you know.
It's special. It's so unusual. You only do it once a year. Right.
What's
one of them in that packet about things that bracha shalos that come up Rosh Hashanah night? What are we up to? Shalom achmas ha-suda. If it's not for the suda, then why are you eating it? For some reason you brought it out to the meal, right? Then b'selach ha-suda, doing a bracha l'fnei, and b'entu a bracha l'achrayim. You need a bracha before, not a bracha after. L'achar ha-suda, if it's after the suda already, tu'un and bracha, bein l'fneihem, and bein l'achareihem. Okay? Then you need a bracha before and after. Obviously, it's after the suda.
Yeah,
no, because they used to bench, and then they would have dessert. Right? So then, if you do that,
Before you bench.
Right. Before you bench? What's Achar Suda mean?
You bench already, you have to make a new bracha.
Okay, let's do one more. Let's get to the two dots. Shaul is benzoma. Why don't you need to make a bracha if you bring him something in the middle of a meal? Amalan hol pas potrasan. Because pas potters. Ihochi yayanami niftere. So why doesn't the pas part of the wine? Why does it make a separate bracha on wine? Right? So, shiny yayin, yachi yayin nami niftrei pas, why can't pas part of the wine? So shiny yayin, yayin's different, the gorim bracha la'atmo, it requires its own bracha. What does that mean, it requires its own bracha? So the Rabbeinu Chanan says, because wine can pas through other liquids. Right? That's one shot. Tosfos says, because wine is different, it gets its own bracha. It's like a special thing. So I can pass pot the wine. And the last sheet, the Orzeruah says, because that's not what it means. What it means is wine is the only food item in the world that you make a bracha tova made. If you bring new wine to the table, make a brand new bracha. So I can pass pot to that. It's impossible. And the last sheet of the Ridvah says that, no, it's totally different. Because wine comes to drink and all foods come to be eaten. So you can compare liquids and solids. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow, Mem Dei Zavad Aleph, on the top.